Next up, we got Smack Volume 9 recap. About time, huh? Let's get it. So listen, respectfully, shout out to DJ Ghost, shout out to Luke Castro. This is B&B, yours truly, onto Battle Rap. Yo, let's talk about Smack Volume 9 real quick. I wanted to talk about when I first saw it, but man, I've been going through some crazy two situations. Anyway, but I got it worked out now. Antibiotics and stuff like that. I'm Gucci. But I'm back here. I wanted to talk real quick before I get right ahead into work. Let's talk about the event, man. Alright, so for one, let's start with the fact that it's definitely a solid 8. An 8.5 at best. Like this, honestly, none of the battles were disappointing. None of them. At some point, I get the only issue with Saturday night was some of the MC's rounds were long. Like, one of the reasons why I didn't return to DNA and Real Sick is because they had so much tough material for each other. Like, DNA had shit. Real Sick had shit. Like, it was a fight. Like, I heard DNA say it almost got OJ Simpson in there. If it was any other, like, usually DNA is the PG killer for a reason. But, gotta admit though, Real Sick ain't, man. That battle it lived up to his expectations. It definitely did. I feel like it was definitely a good conversation. I feel like I like how DNA tried to approach Real Sick style and everything else like that. I feel like DNA edged the battle, but I feel like DNA just edged every round. Like DNA just showed like it wasn't a bad Real Sick. Not at all. It was not. Not at all. Like Real Sick, you know, he's still elevating. You know, I think DNA just showed levels like he did with Luke Castro. But you see Luke Castro get more plates, so like I said, a loss to DNA to this degree is not a bad thing. It's not. Losing to DNA and you were on fire, like you was. Like it's not a lot of people that can say they can bring it to DNA like that. Like I'm talking about performance and everything, the energy that DNA packs. Like it's different. I always did kind of like DNA's wordplay though. Like not all of it is like a lot of people don't give DNA enough credit for his pen because you know he emphasizes where he's going with it. You know, instead of just saying it. In some cases, he don't emphasize it much now, unless he's getting to the punchline of the whole elaborate setup, like what he did with K. Los with the volume setup. You know, Venom, Host, like the way he did that one, like the punchline, he emphasized it. It was cool. But back in the day, he used to just emphasize all, yeah. But anyway, enough of that. I gave DNA the battle. But it was a good battle. It definitely lived up to expectations. I'd recommend people to go watch it. But at the same time, when it drops, definitely go watch it. Does it have replay value? It depends. Like I said, don't get me wrong, I like battles with long rounds, but they gotta have more history behind it, you know? There's not a lot of history between DNA and Real Sick. Like, not at all, besides outside of competitiveness, Real Sick's killing shit. So yes, DNA was gonna step outside. DNA and Tay Rock has always been one of the two that have always been willing to come outside, and they've never ducked smoke. The only person I've seen DNA duck smoke from was Lotta Zay. And I'm still gonna petition Lotta Zay to get that victory. I mean, hey, I say what I want. Do I think Lotta Zay could beat DNA? To be honest, I thought he could back then when he first said it in the third round against Marv 1. I feel he could beat DNA then, and I feel he could beat DNA now. But, you know, DNA never took it, so it is what it is. But outside a lot of Zay, DNA don't duck smoke. And Rock ain't never duck smoke. So it's just like, you've always got to respect the fact these are the two that have always been willing to come outside for whoever's killing shit. They don't come just for like the top dogs. Like, no, they'll fight with whoever wants to step in the ring with them. And you gotta respect that about Rock and DNA. I'm not saying they're the only two that do it, but they're the ones that's really well known for it. Just keep it a bean. Let's talk about the first battle of the night, though. The first battle of the night was Shotgun Sugar Rene Brandon was the one that started to set the tone. Which I kind of wanted them to set the tone. Because Rene Brandon, like I said, he's still. Even though he's been battling for a minute. Like I said, I've seen a lot of Rene Brandon's battles, you know, on the West, on URL and stuff like that. You know, his competition, who they put him up against. So I feel like Rene Brandon should have been on. But at the same time, he's on now. I had him beating Shotgun Sugar. I did. I mean, I know who Shotgun Sugar is. It's not to take away what Shotgun Sugar did. I just had Rene Brandon getting the 2-1. Just for me. That kind of didn't happen. Like, nah. Like, I felt like I edged the first round to Rene Brandon. I like Rene Brandon's first round a lot more than I liked Shotgun Sugar's first round. Not saying Shotgun Sugar round was light. I just like Rene Brandon's round way more than I like Shotgun Shook's. Just for that first round. Then the second round. Second round, I like Shotgun Shook's second round a lot more. Rene Brandon, I liked his round, but he had that slip up. I think it was a slight slip up. I think maybe he just, I don't know, just got a little tongue tied or something. I don't know. But he brought it, I mean, it wasn't like a choke or nothing. He brought it back with the quickness. It was like, you know, he just made a certain noise and then. I don't know. I think it just threw it off just a little bit. I edged the second to Shotgun Sugar. The third, it's preference. I feel like it's preference. Did you like Shotgun? It's preference for the third round. Like this is a good battle. Like honestly, you could say either way for this one. There's a lot of people saying Shotgun Sugar. I mean, the fan vote in general has Shotgun Sugar winning. But honestly, I feel it could be the second and third could be the. Well, no. The first and third. Okay. Rene Brandon got the first. I edged second to Shotgun Sugar. And the third could go either way. Because I feel like I like both their thirds. If I had to choose. Like if you put a knife through my throat and ask me, you got to pick one. Rene Brandon's third round, I liked it more. But I can't be mad for people to choose Shotgun Sugar's third round because I like this too. So, yeah. It was a good battle though. It was a fire battle. But I think I'd say people got Shotgun Sugar 2-1. I got Rene Brandon 2-1. And then we go to the ladies. Vixen the Assassin versus Casey J. Out the gate, Casey J was on. Like, she was swinging through the fences. This battle was, it was cool. It was nice. Like, I liked the energy from both of them. But yeah, Vixen do use a lot of simile. Like, yeah. Nah, I'm not hating. I'm just saying. I had to work on that too in my writing. I knew a lot of times in high school, a lot of every line I had was like, and it was like, you know, like hella similes. I'm like, you gotta be more creative. You can't just put the bar in, like, just put it out there, just like, for, you know, you can't be predictable. Like, not everybody can be Charlie Clips. Hey, but respectfully though, respectfully, we're gonna get to that battle too. The winner, like I like what Vixen did in the second round, where she kind of She kind of piggybacked off of Geechee Gotti's house party line. And then she's like, house party two. It was cool. I liked it. Overall, though, I don't know why people feel like this is clear Vixen. I feel like this battle was debatable. I might go rewatch it. I may rewatch it, but I feel like Vixen and Casey was debatable. They both were good. Yeah, so let's talk about the next battle though. Charlie Clips versus B-Dot. Man. Now, I had B-Dot winning this battle, of course. I had Casey win the last one, but like I said, it's debatable. So, yeah. So I'm like 1-1-0. Oh, no. Wait a minute. Hold on. No, that's right. Because I just recently also discussed the DNA and Real Sick battle. I had Real Sick. No. Yeah, I had Real Sick winning. And DNA is a winner. So, no, I'm actually 1-1-1. Okay. So, let's go right into Charlie Clips and B-Dot. Well, I mean, it was exactly what I thought it was going to be. Entertaining. But nah, it wasn't all hee hee ha ha though. Nah, not from Clips. Clips had some jokes, but they weren't so drawn out. Like, he wasn't really trying to be ha ha funny with B-Dot. Like, yeah, he tried to break some of the tension, because like I said, B-Dot a brim, so like, you know, of course, B-Dot has that, you know, he's a real cool dude. He's conscious and everything. But when he, like, when he rapping, when you up there rapping with him, it's a different vibe. Like, you're going to feel that pressure on. You're going to feel that pressure. Not the, you know, it's not even just fully aggression. Like, he's actually trying, like, he literally is rapping with you. That's the thing. Like, it's. So, my thing is, but yeah. They both choked in a second. But Clips, he try to be, you know how Clips be. You know, a lot of times, you know how Clips likes to, you know, I think the best example of this, of the second round with B-Dot, there was a poorly grafted version of this versus Tony D on Dope Flop. A lot of people won't see that battle. It's the UK Battle League. Hey, I fuck with them though. I haven't seen none of their battles in a while because I ain't really see O'Shea on there. My favorite battler from Don't Flop is O'Shea. I don't care. I know there are a lot of talented artists on the UK circuit. I'm well aware of that. I respect a lot of the UK. I respect them for coming to King of the Dot. Like him coming to King of the Dot and doing what he did. Like I said, nothing. I ain't got no, like I said, UK fire. And they've had some crossovers where they've had Nestle over there battle O'Shea. Charlie Clipston battled O'Shea. Like I said, O'Shea is my favorite battler from the UK. That's it. It's it. That's all there is to it. I don't care. You can't tell me nothing else. But yeah, Charlie Clips had a second round against the UK's champion at the time. I don't know if he's champion now. If he's still champion after all this time, and with all his choking and stuff, like, he get, like, when it's time to put up or shut up, he knows how to defend that title. He knows how to defend his crown. But when he does away games, Tony D fuck up a lot, yo. Like, his choking, like, he almost chokes it. Like, it was rough. He was stumbling a lot in his Charlie Clips battle. And then Charlie Clips choking, people were still, but he was, but see, the thing about it was, even though Charlie Clips, what he said in his third round, He said I actually did right for you, and he's like, relax. And then he tried, you know, as he's telling Tony D that he didn't write for him, he tries to win the crowd over, like, hey, at least I'm not being told me, like, it was funny, it was entertaining, like, you know, like I said, it was a poorly grafted version of what he did with in his second round with B-Dot. Because even though Now, of course, it's a different situation because he's not throwing around. He's just choking. But he still managed to bring it back every freestyle and everything else like that. Like, and Clips, you know, he pulled all his vets moves out. Like, he didn't come here looking amateur. Why do people try to talk while Clips rapping? Like, it's not even about like, you know, oh, well, you let a man tell you what to do. Like, you gonna let Clips bully you? It ain't got shit to do with that. It ain't got nothing to do with any of that. The thing about Clips is, when Clips raps and people talk, that freestyle ability, him and DNA, that freestyle ability, they take that to heart. That anybody could get it. Like, they, like, freestylers are dangerous. Like, good freestylers are dangerous. Because that means they can attack anybody at any given time. Like, literally, they can come up with a few lines on the spot for you by just looking at you and the fact, this like, that's deadly, especially with Thug Rock. Shout out to Chef Trix. But it was crazy, though. It looked crazy seeing B-Dot choke. Like, that looked crazy. I'm like, yo, come on now. That ain't look. Because I had B-Dot with it, so I'm like, that don't look good, yo. Come on, B-Dot. Come on, man. You got this. Like, I was nervous. I ain't gonna hold you. I was nervous. It was a great battle, though. Like, Charlie Clips, like I said, their second rounds, like, it wasn't like their second rounds were bad. It's just that choke, like, really cut momentum. It really made people go, oh, man. Like, is this going to be one of those? Like, the choke made, like, because we were already having such a great night. Excuse me. We was already having such a great night. So it was like, we didn't want it to be ruined for with you know, we didn't want, oh crap, here come the chokes. So then it's like one battler starts to choke. Then it's like later on in the evening, we're thinking others are going to choke too. We don't want the problems. Especially because there's only two battles left, and there's two of the battles we wanted to see. The two cards that are meant to be the main events. The co-main event and then the main event. So, this battle is a preference battle. I feel like the second you have to choose whose choke was worse, to be honest, I would have to rewatch the battle myself, honestly. But you gotta definitely see whose choke was worse to see who got the second. But as far as the first and third is looking, whew. They went up there and they left it all out on the table. Like, this was a good battle. But shout out to that female that was talking while Clips was rapping. I'm sorry, hun. I don't know who got it worse, her or the chick that Serious Joe pulled on at the event that year when Charlie Clips came up with that stretch marks. Like, oh man, yo, Clips had to be Boris Savage. He had to be Boris Savage. I always wondered if that man has been Boris Savage. Because when Clips snapped, he snapped, bro. Like, bro, that's one of the reasons why people like Charlie Clips. Because Clips is the same person in the ring as he is outside the ring. That's one of the best things about it. That's one of the things that makes him a GOAT. Is he literally don't have to turn, like, he don't have to be like, you know, like, you know how B-Dot is conscious, he's a real cool dude, but then once he get in that ring, he show you instances of, you know, how he grew up, Bremen, and then that aggression from being an athlete, all that stuff kind of mixed in, you know, because like I said, battle rap is a sport, so, you know, and it's the best place to use aggression. Yeah, man, I couldn't call this one still. I didn't call this one, I don't think I called this one in the predictions either. And I can't call it even for a victory. Honestly, I felt like in a way we won. Like, yeah, despite the choke, this was a really good battle. People really can't complain too much about this battle for real. B-Dot and Charlie Clips was a good battle. I've watched it again already. And I'm gonna go rewatch it again just to see how bad the whose choke was the worst in the second, and then I'll rewatch the first and thirds to see whose material that I felt was more who I edged into. But overall, it was a good battle. It was hard to pick a winner off first watch or second watch. Let's get to these main events because I got 20 minutes before I have to go to work. I would try to do this right now. Right. K-Shy Easy and Block Captain. I had to rewatch. I gotta rewatch this battle again too. I've rewatched this battle 3 times already, and I still gotta go rewatch it because this was once again another battle where, like I said, the well, first of all, hold on. Congratulations, K-Shy. I want to furthermore say I apologize. I want to say on my podcast, I apologize, Kayshawn. Think of it as that Suicide Squad scene where, where Deathshot is picking on Diablo to try to get a reaction out of him. That's all I was doing, Kayshawn. That we as fans, that's all we was doing. We was just being the Deathshot to your Diablo. We just tell you, hey, we cool? I was just trying to get you there. That shit crazy. That shit crazy. And then Diablo just lit that whole fucking building up. Like, you want to say something? Oh, you want to say something? Yo, we saw something. K-Shine, all 3 rounds. This is the K-Shine I was trying to see. This is the K-Shine I wanted to see. But, hold on, though. Hold on. That's not taking anything away from Easy, though. I had Easy winning this battle. In predictions. But like I said, I gotta rewatch this again. This shit was a movie. This shit was a movie. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. This is. Once again, Easy just made another one of my favorite battles. Like, he's like this is the second event. This is the second event where Easy becomes another one of my favorite battles of the night. Him and Chess, one of my favorite battles. Now him and K-Shine, one of my favorite battles before the year is over. That's crazy, son. I'm trying to tell you. That battle was fire. I have to rewatch it again. I can't tell you who won. I can't tell you. K-Shine was, bruh, he was in beast mode, man. Like I said, no hard feelings. Respectfully. We as the fans was just trying to get you there. We forgot. He was like, y'all forgot. We some Jason fucking Bourne's. We apologize. We some Jason fucking Bourne's, K-Shine. We apologize. Damn, son. I'm sorry. Maybe not everybody else felt that, but I felt so attacked. And I enjoyed every minute of it. I was like, my bad, bro. I shouldn't have doubted you. My fault. Those last two. Bro, the two battles is looking shaky. Even Easy spoke on it. Still. But Sunday, I mean, I'm sorry. Saturday night, though. There was nothing shaky about it. The only thing shaky about it was the room. Because that's the fuck. That's what the fuck you did. You and Easy shook the room. That shit was a movie. Oh, man of my word. I apologize. You proved me wrong. I'm going to rewatch your battle and I'm going to call it right. I want to call it right. Man, this was a fire battle. This is a great way to end the year. This is a great early Christmas gift. I am happy. You know, that'd be crazy. You know how Smack be. You know, Smack like to do stuff on the holidays. He might drop some of the battles on Christmas on the app. If he do, it'd be nice to be able to rate the bars that way, too. You know, reaction button. But I'm still going to rewatch the Don on my own time, you know, because I have some ways. Shout out to those that can watch it however they want to watch it. Until it drops on the app. And let's. So, yeah, I can't call that battle. I got to rewatch it. It was a movie. If you didn't see it for yourself, you missed out. I'm trying to tell you. I'm just giving my thoughts on it. It was a fire battle. I have to rewatch it. I've rewatched it 3 times, and I still. There was so much. Like, K-Sean started talking to him in a second. I dig that. But I like how Easy didn't take his fault to guess. He said he wrote for the best K-Sean. And now, of course, K-Sean, he might say that's not the best too. But it don't matter. Easy came in with the intention to kill. And that's all that matters. As long as you come in the ring with the intention to kill, it don't matter at the end of the day if the person you come to kill is going to be 100, 70%, 30%. He might be on 1,000. Hell, he might be Super Saiyan God. It don't matter. At the end of the day, as an MC, as a person in this sport, you're supposed to go in there with the intent to kill whatever's in front of you. And Easy did that. Like I said, I gotta rewatch this one. This was a movie. I can't wait for the next one. Now I'm hearing A-Verb and Easy exchanging shots. Verb? Bruh, I'm trying to tell you. Verb wasn't even in the top tier this. Oh, shit. I said that, too. Yo, he got niggas that weren't even in the disc outside. Like, oh, shit. I like it, though. Easy deserves it, bruh. I hope to see Easy, like, you know, I want to hear his thoughts on the event, you know, on his channel. I'm definitely going to tune in. So, Easy, if you ever hear my podcast, man, I doubt you will, but it's all good. I usually just use this platform to just, you know, talk to myself. Like, I talk to myself anyway, so this, you know, like you say, I don't trust nobody. Talk to myself, I need a friend. That shit was fire when I heard it the first time. And he was like, what? What? I was there with you, like, yo, man. I felt that line. That was fire. Fire. I'm not even, like, bro. So, yeah, I definitely look forward to seeing what he got, his reaction, you know, his thoughts, you know. I want to hear his thoughts on his battle, too, but overall, the event, what do you think? I respect his take on the female battles. I really did like his recap about the female battles. You know, he gives a lot of respect. He talks his shit. You know, he makes some good points. He has some opinions that you kind of can feel. You can kind of understand. You can respect. And you can actually kind of agree with some of them. Like, I like Easy. I like Easy's channel thus far. I hope it keeps growing. Yeah, definitely go to Easy the Block Captain's YouTube channel, man. His Instagram, all that, man. Like, but YouTube channel, definitely. Like, yeah, for real. And check the music, too. Easy, man. You doing all the right shit, G. I want to see you go far. Blessings to you, all right? For real. No cap. Yeah, hurry up. But yeah, I got to rewatch that battle. I can't call that. It was a movie. It was fire. Let's get to the main event. So I can get to work. Let's go. Listen. Surf versus New Jersey Twerk. I honestly should have betted on this battle. But I wanted to have faith in Twerk. I wanted Twerk to give me a classic. Like I said, in my predictions, you got to be out of your rabbit ass mind. You thought I was going to have Twerk beating Surf. Ain't no way. I can't in goodwill do that. Like, I don't have what you asking for. But I at least had enough respect to at least not bet on the battle. Because I was already going to bet. I was going to bet all my earnings from last victory on Surf to win this battle. Perfectly honest with you. And not care how the outcome would have come. Because I feel like in the outcome, you know, Surf's going to win. And a part of me after seeing this, I kind of wish I did. But then, nah, it's okay. I like where I stood on it. I was like, nah, I want to give Twerk a chance. Because, like, it wasn't bad. Nah, this wasn't bad. This, like, you know. This Twerk's performance was way better than what he did with Geechee. It's way better. So I can't even knock this Twerk. Like this Twerk, it was just like Twerk was so choppy. Your first mistake was you let Surf set the tone. Honest, but then again, no. Honestly, either way it goes, I don't think it mattered. Like, people saying Surf setting the tone is the dangerous thing. But honestly, if Surf would have let second and absorbed everything Twerk had to say, I feel like Surf would have had a good defense for that. He would have been, it would have still got ugly. But, however, I feel like if Twerk would have went first, I feel like it might have went better. Like, maybe Twerk just, you know, he didn't think Surf was going to come at him. Like, he didn't really think Surf was ready for the monster. But Surf was... Bruh, listen. Surf. The homie. The big homie. I just want to say blessings to you. All right, man. On my podcast, I want to say to Sue Surf, blessings to you and your family. Blessings to you for a three-peat. Blessings to you. To closing out the year with a bang, man. Thank you. I just want to thank you, man, because you've done so much for me before Christmas. I've gotten some more great music from you. I've gotten a three-peat from you. Three-peat. Three bodies. But they're not like bad 30s. These are classic 30s. Like, Lotta Zay, he makes, like, dirty 30s. Like, with a lot of Zay 30s people, it don't matter. Like, nobody wants to watch those. They never seen a lot of Zay get in there with Smite. Like, there's not a lot of time they get to see a lot of Zay in there with Smite and fight. But with Surf, these are classic 30s. Surf is beating people that actually come with great shit, and Surf is just, his material is just levels. A three-peat? A three-peat? Surf out here catch the three-peat. Cha-Cha Calico. And New Jersey Twerk. Oh, my Lord. Christmas. If there's 80 Surf haters left, y'all do y'all. Blessings to y'all. I hope y'all Christmas is great. But I don't care no more. I'm happy. I don't give a damn. Surf can sit out at this point. Surf can sit out and make more music. He can go back to commentary at this point. I'm happy. I don't need nothing else. Any battles that Surf does from this point is a bonus. It's just gravy at this point. He don't have to come outside no more for me. He's good. He's good. Bro. John. Calico rematch. New Jersey's work. There's nothing else I need from Surf, man. Like, bro. If Surf come out again, it's a bonus. That's it. A three-peat? He didn't just come back outside. He came back outside and beat everybody they put in front of him. Now, at first, I used to say you could debate Calico, but Calico second and third plateaued. But once again, three-peat. Like, Twerk has some good shit, though. Like, I really like Twerk's second round. Like, I like how he rebutted. Like, I was fine. Man, I fucked up the first round so much, I should have just clapped his ass. I was like, yo, but overall, like, bro, this is the battle I've been watching every day since I watched it. I have my ways. I have not stopped watching this one. Sometimes I have this battle play while I'm working. I might have to play while working today, because this, you know, I enjoyed this battle. Twerk was fucking it up with the choppiness and the whole, like, he had this, like, this weird stuttering problem. Like, he had to keep going back, like, he just, like, it was just stumbling and everything. Like, he had some good material. And it started round, but then it started round, he, you know, he said, "No, I only got two rounds, I ain't got a third." Like, what? Like, did you just seriously just tell us you throwing the third round? Like, and he had some good, like, yo, I don't know what, like, it was a, like, I don't know what was wrong with this one from Twerk. I don't know. I really don't know what was wrong. Like, he had great material. Like, he was fighting. Like, bro, he had, yo, Surf was, like, not Surf, Twerk was saying some shit. That's what makes this battle story watchable. Like, well, no. On the app, I'll probably fast forward Twerk's rounds, most likely. But that's my business. I mean, that's what I want to do. I heard people in the comments talking shit about, people skipping John John's rounds. Everybody gotta have an opinion, I suppose. But all I can say is, you know, I'm having mine right now. Disclaimer, just talking my shit. Me personally, like I said, on the app, most likely when it drop on the app, I'll probably most likely fast forward Twerk rounds after I get done watching it over again on my phone. But for the time being, I'm enjoying it as it is. And like I said, if Twerk didn't fuck up so much, I feel like it would have still been a good battle. I still would have gave Surf the battle, of course, but at least it would have been like, well, no, I still think it has replay value. Like, it did F it up too much. Like, people had hope for Twerk to get it back, and he did. Like, he didn't just give up. He still kept fighting until the third. In the third round, it just felt like he just kind of just gave up. The event was an 8. Just keeping it funky with you. I enjoyed. This is probably one of the best events. This is our madness one. Well, it's our madness. It was good. But I feel like this one was really great. Smack Volume 8 was cool. It was good too. But I really like this one. I really like this one. Well, I had to get my ass to work. That was my recap. So I got a real name, Brandon 2-1. But I'm not mad people got shotgun shit. Couldn't call Vixen and Casey. Might have to rewatch that. I got DNA over Real Sick. Charlie Clemson beat out a very entertaining battle. Second round, just figure out who choked worse. But yeah, first and third, got rewatch. Easy and K-Shot, got to rewatch. It was a movie. And Surf 3-0. Surf 3-0. Man, Merry Christmas to me. This is B&B. I'm signing out respectfully.